What are people going to learn about Hopkins?
Well, you don't want to get me started. I'm sorry, Dre, I lost it for a minute because a whole lot of thoughts came to my mind. My name is Donald Gresham. I'm the president of Baltimore Redevelopment Action Coalition. Praise. Well, this podcast is about not only real stories coming from real people, but also is about the Middle East community and their voices only.
What are the issues that you're going to talk about?
Well, I like to talk about the fact that when we think about all the food that's being given around, we're just not feeding the people. We're building relationships. We're opening ears to hear the concern and the issues that people want to talk about. Even in a time like this, people still need to have hope in a hopeless situation. And what we like to do is give that hope and let them know that there are people who still care and are concerned. On Sunday, we did a drive-through Christmas party. And so what we decided to do, we were not letting the pandemic stop the show when people still needed to have some kind of joy, some connection with community, being able to just laugh and smile again. People came to me and said many times throughout the day, thank you for doing that. You gave me, I just didn't feel like Christmas was Christmas, but you gave me hope and you gave me a desire to know what Christmas was all about. And it was about family. It's about God. It's about relationships. It was about connecting again. So people were really, really just excited that we did it. I'm still getting calls today because they felt like what we did was never done.
All right, Donald. Okay. So what's the vision for Brace? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, the vision for Brace was recognizing because of so much displacement and so much uncertainties, so much lies and deceit. Brace is to speak truth to power, but also be able to do something that should have been done years ago when the displacement of residents were in our community. And at that time, the voices were not being heard. We want to now open up that can of worms and tap into the reality of what life could be with Brace kind of filtered going into the places where no man has gone before.
Wow. So when you say lies, when you said lies and deceit around displacement, are you talking about the government? Are you talking about politicians? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about institutions. I'm talking about government. I'm talking about people and that in many cases say one thing and do another. And really, we don't really get the chance to get the work that really should be deserved in our community because we are a community of color. We don't get the holistic needs or the needs that we really need in our communities. So we're left abandoned. Mm.
And there's another lie I know you know about from an institution, John Hopkins, about police. Oh. And can you talk about the lies that they told about what that's supposed to be doing?
We found out that, been told that it's an added security, but it's really a plantational move to cause displacement of more people, uncomfortability, and racial profiling. Mm-hmm. It's not about added security. We're not going to be any more safer because their allegiance will be to the institution and not to community as a whole.
And they still have plans for private police. What other things has Hopkins been doing in the neighborhood, specifically around the COVID pandemic?
Well, they're doing the same thing, still doing demolition without a demolition protocol. They're still acting like we don't exist. And the fact that the concern we will have is with this disease that is killing people, that I think many more Black people will be killed or will die from it. But also when you're not doing safe demolition, that can't be good.
And the environmental concerns are correct, lead, asbestos.
Yeah, and the fact that if you have asthma or high blood pressure, or you have any kind of chronic illness, and lead and the asbestos in that stuff that comes out of those buildings, which Hopkins knows for a fact, they did the research. They know what's in the building. And because they're not saving or protecting people of color, and matter of fact, the new people don't realize they're in trouble, because that building is coming down with no kind of protection even to them.
So going back to, so currently during the pandemic, they are still doing dangerous demolitions, releasing toxic things into the air. And in these plans, they're putting in expensive homes, correct?
Yes, they are. They're putting in expensive homes, still doing a demolition that is unsafe, and still putting lives in danger, and the people don't know it. But there is a protocol. Okay. There's a protocol in place that they're supposed to follow, and nobody's paying any mind.
Mm-hmm. And so they've been doing this in your neighborhood, and when's the last time they reached out to you during the pandemic, and what was it about?
Well, they have not reached out to me. Give me an email about an update on a current information, which does not include us in it. To me, it sounds like a dog and pony show. So they really have not reached out to us.
So, but they know who you are, the Hopkins community, government and community outreach liaisons. They all know who you are, and you've had many conversations.
Well, I'm non-existent because I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid.
But they know who you are, correct?
Oh yeah, they know who I am. Yeah, yeah, they know exactly who I am, and they have my and they have my email address.
And they know where to find you.
Oh, they know where to find.
Can you talk about some of the confrontations or some of the conversations you've had with the Hopkins community representatives, or how would you say that?
Yeah,
the government.
Yeah, I guess
liaisons.
Yeah, the liaisons, and well, I don't know if the liaison and reference to either the private police. I have conversations. There's still not so many unanswered questions. How does it work? Who are they talking to? How they're getting information? Are they understanding what it is that would cause them to go from plan A to plan B? Where are they actually going to monitor who will be a police officer and who's going to be a security guard? There's still so many unanswered questions, because you can shift and be a police officer now because they actually are employing actually police officers to the work of, and at that time they're either in their security mode or they're in their police contingent on the situation, and we don't know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
So, So they came in and they've had conversations about the private police, which isn't a need. It's something that they want to test on East Baltimore.
Yeah.
And they haven't talked to you much about this need for fresh food and vegetables and those types of things in the neighborhood, have they?
Well, I've not had that conversation at all. And I don't think, because they know who I am, I don't think I need to reach out to you if you're giving a program and the fact that you want to marginalize me because I don't, you know, meet the qualifications or your desire to get to know my feelings or my opinion does not make it right. Because I am a resident of the community first.
And your desire to have fruits and vegetables in the neighborhood and fresh food comes from your just love of community, I'm sure. And that's existed since before COVID. But I know that Hopkins had momentarily been doing food now at this point. And you had you seen any of that, or did you have any response to the temporary food that they had put out?
Well, my concern was because of so much pastas and various things that were in the boxes, our people with high blood pressure and hypertension and other diseases in their bodies, we really did not want them to continue eating that food because my most concern is that they either become even sicker, and we did not want that to happen. So what we decided to do on our own is investigate other means of getting food in our communities.
And can you talk about those the means that you have? So you have a number of things coming in now, correct?
Okay, Olive Street Farm, we partner with them. So what we get from the Olive Street Farm, we get like tomatoes and broccoli and green peppers and cabbage and lettuce. And we've gotten watermelons, which people love. Watermelons and it's so much. Broccoli, and I said broccoli already. They do something called okra. I know how to cook it. But, and they get so many different things. So it's fresh out of the garden. Straight to your table, because you had to clean it. But yeah. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Love it. And then
the food rescue boxes, could you mention that there is a lot, it's food that they get that is going to get thrown away, as well as a program they have donated for, you know.
Yeah.
Giving food to grassroots organizations.
Yeah. The food rescue organization. It's a great opportunity. We get more of different vegetables and fruits from them. And then you get bread and like I said, pretty much similar things that we get from the farm, Oliver's farm. You also get the opportunity to have a little bit more a variety. But what we do, what is great about that is that you get a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and it works in a way that allows the people to have a multiple ways of different things. So that way they're not stagnated in doing, we're eating the same thing and still getting nourishments and protein and all that good stuff. Stuff that's healthy.
Can you say, so what does it mean to you that you're now working with grassroots organizations to accomplish this vision?
I think what it is going, I call it homegrown, is the terminology I give it. When you community helps community, it's homegrown to me. That now you're building partnership, but you're building a relationship and connecting community with communities. And that's one way you're giving, I would like to say that you'll get more money for your buck. And even though we don't pay for it, but the reality of it is that it really helps. One hand helps another. And that is just a major, major accomplishment in what we do.
And can you talk about how that connects to your vision of a one-stop shop? You said that before.
Yeah. Well, I would like to talk about the store.
Oh, yeah. Go in. Yeah.
So the reason why I thought that word one-stop shop, because being able to not just feed, but also to clothe, also to just be a more of an outreach. You can't just do one thing in community because there's so multiple issues and you just try to figure out how you can meet those needs and concerns that people feel like you're not necessarily, they're not a person that just look like they're just a handout, but they're part of the communities and helping us to help them grow in relationships with multiple things. You know, having clothes on your back and having food on the table is great, but having shoes on your feet. And if you're going to certainly looking for a job opportunity and you need clothes for that, you're also able to do that. Furniture. You know, in this time like this one, you need a coat or, you know, a jacket or a scarf or a hat. So we're not just supplying one need. We're trying to get the total person. And that's why it's called One Stop Shop.
What would you say your final words are about the importance of community food in East Baltimore and, you know, what Hopkins has been doing?
Well, the difference in community doing the work, we're connected to the community. So one of the difference is we're just not giving food out. We're building relationship. We're building hope. We're building connections. We're feeding not just the inward man, but we are outward man, but we're also doing the inward man. So we're doing a total work. And that's something you can't get from just a box. If you want to help us to do the work that we're doing, please follow this page and this Facebook and get the contact information that you need so that we can do even greater work. Please do that. And thank you in advance.
Excited about all the food stuff we talked about. So
you got to see it sometime. Ray and I, we have on Saturdays. Oh my God, it's so much fun. The house is just a bunch of people, family getting together and doing a service for the community and with the community.
I love it. You just got sound bites.
Yeah, oh yeah, I don't play with nobody. I said if you're not listening to us,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?